Now we can get into the very somber and stunning news from the Centers for Disease Control that show that while nationwide, the death rate from drug overdose deaths has gone down. Not much, just 0.1%, 0.1%, but it had been going up and up and up and up and up. Nationally, it has gone down 0.1%, but in Washington, good God, in the last year, it went up 24%. 2,850 people, 2,850 Washington residents died of drug overdoses last year. More than 1,000 in King County alone. And it didn't need to happen. It is all the consequence of terrible public policy. Here to tell us more is State Senator Mike Padden, former judge Mike Padden, who represents Spokane Valley and is the Republican leader in the on the Law and Justice Committee in the State Senate. Senator Padden, it's always good to hear your voice, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, John. It's great to hear you again. We just keep going, right?
Well, we keep going, but I never thought I'd see numbers like this, Mike.
No, they're so alarming and so sobering that we would lead the nation by such a margin, like you said, almost 24%, when nationally we're even are going down ever so slightly. And it's not getting any better. It appears to be getting worse as we go through 2023. And it's a result of, in my view, the passage of Senate Bill 5476, which really de facto, when you get into it, look at the results on the ground, decriminalize felony drug possession at a time when we have an explosion in fentanyl crisis and other hard drugs. And as we know, it manufactured and over in China, sent to the cartels in Mexico and then distributed throughout every state in the nation, including ours. So as my colleague Jeff Wilson said, this is about the harshest way you can find to reduce addicts in our state.
By the way, of context, if I could, Senator Padden, when we talk about the rise in overdose deaths, and that, again, the average death rate nationwide is zero, went down 0.1%, 0.1%. In Washington, it went up almost 24%. The second place state had an increase of 16.8%. That would be Maine. And then comes Oregon, our neighbor to the south, which, of course, is experimenting with statewide decriminalization. They did that at the ballot box, and what a horrendous idea that was. And even they had a 14.5% increase, but that still pales in comparison to Washington State's 24%.
Yeah, absolutely, John. You know, the way the law was is that if somebody was arrested for felony drug possession, they were supposed to be referred for treatment, supposed to be diverted, not once, but twice. And there was no way of keeping track of what agency diverted who. And in fact, so nobody got diverted, whether anybody got treatment or not. We don't know.
Can we cut to the chase on this? First of all, you mentioned decriminalization. That's decriminalization on paper. On the streets, decriminalization means legalization because there are no consequences for possessing or using hard drugs. So as far as people on the street are concerned, decriminalization means legalization. That's the experience here in Washington. That's the experience in Oregon, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as a result of that, of course, the crime rate has gone up, and we've had recent crime statistics by the Washington sheriffs and police chiefs. I mean, the worst place right now appears to be for murder, Tacoma. Yes. You have 1 out of 5,000 residents were murdered last year in Tacoma. So, and it's not murder. It's a whole bunch of property crimes, especially, and other crimes are going up. But, yeah, this bill was a disaster, and the fix is not sufficient. We need to go back to making it a felony, like virtually every other state in the nation is doing, for two reasons. One reason is that you can leverage people to get treatment. The second reason, John, and this isn't talked about very much, but as a judge, I would sentence people to incarceration. And I've had people come to me after they served their time and thank me for sentencing them because they were able to get clean. They were able to turn their life around. So going to jail is not necessarily a bad thing for the individual, as well as protecting the public while that individual is incarcerated.
Well, I think that's correct. And that was going to be my next question to you. The Democrats say, okay, yeah, maybe we erred with the, you know, with the bill 5476, which when you say referral for services, what that meant is that when you caught someone using fentanyl, the cop had to give them a brochure.
Yeah.
And that's it. And in Everett, they actually did track people who had received a quote referral for services, i.e. the pamphlet. Over 200 people who received it, zero went to treatment. Of course, zero went to treatment.
Yeah, it was doomed to fail from the beginning, and was unrealistic. And the court never said any problem with the felony. There's no problem with it being a felony. The Blake decision didn't cover that. I have a cousin who's a equivalent of a Superior Court judge in Ohio, and he tells me this is the only way we can get their attention and get leverage and do something positive with some of their lives.
Well, ironically, the Pierce County prosecutor, Mary Robnett, Pierce County, of course, which is the county seat for Tacoma, she was urging the legislature. She said in advance of the last legislative session, you've got to make it a felony if you want to save lives, because felony status gives us the leverage to get these people into treatment and in some cases, you know, get them off the streets and away from the people they're surrounded with who are enabling and encouraging their addiction. So she said, if you care about saving these people's lives, you got to make it a felony. And the Democrats say, no, we'll make it a gross misdemeanor and we'll kind of split the difference and that'll help. To which Mike Patton says,
yeah, I say it's not even a gross misdemeanor. It doesn't work. I mean, the maximum sentence is 180 days. A real gross misdemeanor is 365 days. But you need it to be a felony. And I yelled and screamed and been consistent, was one of the Republicans voting against the bill because it wasn't a felony. Hopefully these new statistics will help the public to rise up and tell their legislators it's got to become a felony if you really care. If you really care about these individuals.
Well, I find it amazing that the party that is opposed to the death penalty has created with these new go soft on hard drugs laws, conditions where we lead the nation with in drug overdose deaths, 2,850 people.
Right, John. And then even more alarming, if you're concerned about the homeless, which the Democrats claim to be, that was the biggest increase in the rate of death. It was a 257% increase and death of homeless people right. from drug overdose.
That is because, so, as I have been telling people now for years, homeless encampments are, for all intents and purposes, drug encampments. That's what they really are. These street homeless encampments are drug encampments.
Right.
Well, Mike Patton, thank you for, instead of just letting this report, you know, get mentioned and then, you know, off it is into the ether. You said no. We're going to highlight this, and we're going to let people know this didn't need to happen. This is the result of bad public policy. Final word, Senator.
Well, the final words are 2,850 people are gone. They're not going to get treatment. They're not going to be part of somebody else's lives. If we really care about them, we need to change the policies and return to a felony for drug possession of hard drugs.
And let me also make it clear that Bob Ferguson, who is the lead candidate to become our next governor, unless Dave Reichert stops him, Bob Ferguson came out heavy and ardently for decriminalizing all hard drugs after the Blake decision. Now he's scampered back and he's shifted positions, but that was his reaction. He was in favor of de facto drug legalization, and what a great contrast that will be in 2024.
Well, especially with former Sheriff Dave Reichert, who is absolutely solid on public safety and can restore, I think, our state to where public safety is a top priority.
State Senator Mike Patton, Spokane Valley, thank you for your service, generation plus service to Washington State, and thank you for joining me this morning.
You bet, John. Thank you.